Ahoy everyone, welcome to the audio journal for Voyagers Under Sail. This is recording number 29. Today is Friday, 16th of November 2018. It's just before 11 o'clock in the morning. It's the day we leave for our Atlantic crossing. Everything is ready and we'll be casting off in, I'd say, 10-15 minutes. There is a lot of emotion in the air, like when you get ready for such a big crossing. You cannot help but feel stressed, and I wouldn't say scared, but you know, stressed. You know, I feel under tension. I cannot rest. I had breakfast, but I cannot relax until I actually see the boat out in the ocean and starting our crossing. It's that kind of feeling when it's like before a big exam or before a big event, when you know you've got butterflies in your stomach. Last night I didn't sleep too well. I wake up at 3:30 in the morning. Anyway, we did the papers, the checking out from Cape Verde. We have a full tank of water, that's 700 liters, a full tank of diesel, that's 300 liters. I don't know what is that in gallons, I'm sorry. Then we have another 80 liters of drinking water in separate big bottle, plastic bottles, and you know, a lot more soft drinks and beer and stuff like that. But even the water from the tank, it's portable, it's clean. We can use that for drinking, absolutely no problem. We expect about 10 to 15 knots of wind for the next 2 days, with not too much waves, swell, maybe up to 2 meters swell. Then on Sunday night, we expect the swell to go up to about 4.5 meters. That's because a storm happened in the North Atlantic earlier this week or something like that. And then on Monday to Tuesday, we expect light winds. Probably we'll have to motor a lot. And then the wind starts to pick up. The waves will be around 3 meters. And we will probably be into the trade winds for another 3 or 4 days before we'll have another day of calm. At least this is the forecast that I have at the moment. We will try to get some forecast while at sea with using the Iridium Go connection. I don't have a predict wind subscription. It's just a free subscription, so the data that I'm getting is pretty general. It's like 100 kilometers radius. It's not very localized. But taking account that we are in the middle of the ocean, crossing an ocean, 100 kilometers, like 50 miles up or down from our position, I'd say it's not critical. It makes a difference, but it's not critical. Claudia, do you want to say anything before we...
I want us to take a selfie before we go.
Okay, so it's going to be a selfie picture that probably we'll post on Instagram before we go. We'll try to record every day. Okay, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon now. We left 5 hours ago. We did an average of 5 miles per hour. Right now we are on the southwest side of the island of São Antão. The island of São Vicente is quite far in the background, but you can still see it. I expect that, you know, by tomorrow morning we'll see absolutely no land on the horizon. We started with about 16 knots of wind, and it was straight from the back. We pulled out our head sail, and we are doing a beautiful 5.5 kind of knots, maybe 6 knots. Maybe we're a little bit helped by the current. Right now, the wind dropped to about 7, 8, 9 knots.
But
we are in the wind.
Direction.
Yeah, it's the wind shadow. We are in the wind shadow of the island of São Antão. So, boat is rolling. Wind is nothing. The head sail, despite being pulled out, is flopping like crazy. But I suppose as soon as we get out of this wind shadow, we'll be okay. Probably we'll motor for about an hour just to kind of get away from this calm zone. How do you feel, Claudia, in the first 5 hours?
I'm okay now, but I was a bit apprehensive because just as soon as we left the port, I remembered the superstition that it's not good luck to leave the port on a Friday. So I hope we'll be fine.
David, how was your half day?
It was boring.
Boring, okay. Anything else?
No.
All right. Dora, she's listening to Tia. She's listening to some music. I don't think she wants to be engaged right now. So this is the audio journal for today. We'll record again tomorrow, probably again in the afternoon. That's it. Day 2. Saturday, November 17th. It's almost 8 o'clock in the evening. It's dark. Myself and Claudia are in the cockpit. The children are in their bunks. And let's see what happened in the past 24 hours or so. After the last recording, the wind shifted quickly, like in 15 minutes it shifted and it started coming from the side, straight from the north. So we had to do a quick sail change, and that wind didn't change from 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon until 1, maybe 2 o'clock at night. And at that time, at 1 o'clock at night, we had to do another sail change. And that was fun. I had to go at the bow, pull out the head sail, reef the main sail. It was about 20 minutes of work during the night on the bow. The waves are not big, maybe a meter and a half of swell. So, you know, it wasn't dangerous, but it wasn't comfortable.
And you nearly fell off the boat.
And I nearly fell off. I'm always attached, I have a harness on, and wherever I move around the boat, if I get out of the cockpit, I'll attach the harness to the, not the lifeline, the jack lines, or lifeline, as you know. Some people call them lifelines, some people call them jack lines. Or even if I'm just behind the wheel, I'll be clipped on. Anyway, that was last night. Since that sail change, we haven't touched the sails. So it's, 18 hours since we haven't touched the sails. The wind has been coming from the northeast almost without change, you know, very little variation, 15 degrees or 20 degrees to the north or to the east, but mostly northeast, around 12 to 14 knots. That gives about 5.5 knots of boat speed. So far we're moving, we're not racing, we're moving nicely. Some of the facts might be boring, but we had porridge for breakfast, then for lunch we boiled some potatoes in seawater, and we had some chicken beside it, and now for dinner we had a vegetables stir fry with noodles. We ate some fruit. There was a fight around 3 o'clock about fig rolls, biscuits.
And it was so major that I put a dent in a bowl, in a metal bowl.
Yeah, Claudia lost her patience and she banged the metal bowl against the kitchen top just out of frustration, because Tia and David were fighting about should they open a packet of orange biscuits or a packet of fig roll biscuits. That was a big problem. Okay, that was sorted. David spent a good bit of time today studying history, and he enjoys it a lot. Tia spent a lot of time on her phone. I don't know exactly what was she doing, but
listening
probably
to music.
She was listening to music, so I don't think she studied anything today, but we'll let that go. Maybe she needs a bit of time to adjust. So it's been a pretty simple day. No big events, and I'd love every single day for the next 18 days until we get to Martinique to be just like that. Simple, no big events, life going by. I don't need any big adventures, to tell you the truth. I just want to get to the other side of the Atlantic together with my family, nice and safe. I don't want any big adventure. But looking at the forecast, tomorrow maybe the winds are gonna die a little bit, and then towards the middle of next week they are gonna pick up pretty strongly. But no, we'll see. So during the night we have the autopilot on. As soon as it gets dark we put the autopilot on, and during the day we stay at the helm. We take turns, me and Claudia. Maybe we put the autopilot just during our meals. We are doing this because I just want to preserve the autopilot as long as possible. I don't want to push it, and I think that to let the autopilot look after helming for the next 14 days, 15 days non-stop, it just can't be good. It's a piece of a machinery, it's a piece of equipment. I don't think you can take that kind of abuse. So I'd prefer to, you know, give it a break as often as possible. So, anything, Claudia, memorable from today?
No, good night.
She says no, good night, yeah. What happens, like, during the night watch, we don't actually stay down below, we stay in the cockpit, both of us, me and Claudia. We kind of try to nap in the cockpit. That's for two reasons, just in case the autopilot fails, you want to be able to be close to the helm as soon as possible. And also, if there is a little adjustment in the course that we need to take, it's better to be out here and hear the sails flopping instead of being down below in a deep sleep and not hearing anything. At least this is what we do probably for the next few days, next few nights, and then when we feel a bit more comfortable, maybe just one of us will stay in the cockpit through the night. But at the moment, it's the two of us through the night in the cockpit, trying to catch a bit of sleep on the bench. So more tomorrow. Now it's Sunday the 18th the 18th of November. It's 7:15 in the evening. It's already dark. Just a little bit of orange left in the west from the sunset, a few clouds in the sky, a half moon really bright just above us. There is a swell of maybe 3 meters coming from the north, but it's very gentle, it's not really a bother. The wind, it's just below 10 knots, but through the day it was more like 6 to 8 knots. Last night we motored from 11 o'clock until about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. That's because the wind has died, and the head sail that I had, the furling Genoa, is of heavy material, and it was just flapping. Even if with the pole out, it was flapping. And I said, no, there is just pain. So I rolled it in, and then we motored through the night in very little wind at about 4.5 knots. Then in the morning when the light came, me and Claudia took the furling Genoa off the furler. That was a lot of work. And then put a lighter furling Genoa on the furler, okay, as a head sail. And we pulled that one out, and we're getting maybe 3.5 boat speed in about 9 knots of wind. Then we had breakfast, and towards lunch we decided to put out the cruising chute. So we had to furl in again this lighter Genoa lighter fabric, and then we put out the cuisine chute. That was another half an hour of work at least, you know, until I took the sail out and all of that, did all the shackles. And since then we've been moving at, you know, just below 4 knots, more like 3.5 knots. It's only now that we're moving at 4.5, 4.2 knots in almost 10 knots of wind. The day's been very, very nice. It's been hot, but because the wind is not so strong, the sea is pretty calm. Just few, you know, few ripples. We have the swell. The boat is moving along nicely. Very little rolling or pitching. So we were able to actually move around the boat and the deck without harnesses, and you know, it was nice to have this kind of freedom. We had a nice omelette for breakfast with toast. We had pancakes for lunch and soup for dinner, with a few bananas thrown in between because they're starting to ripe. And want to keep ahead of them. We didn't really turn on the engine since we had the cruising chute, but we had the engine on while we were doing the sail change, just in case we quickly needed to, you know, change the course to help the sail with the wind or anything like that. And we had Tia at the helm doing this. David did a lot of study in history. He actually starts to enjoy studying history. And he talks about what he finds in the history book to us, and he explains it to us, and we find it interesting as well. Tia was very busy making meal plans for when we go back to Ireland. she made all the meal plans, including breakfast, lunch, school breaks, and dinner for 2 weeks. It's all organized. And also she made a long list of what clothes David needs to buy when she goes back to Ireland. So once we're going to be back to Ireland, we'll be really, really very happy family. We have everything planned out. We know exactly what we need to do. Right now, we are just not so happy. We need to suffer a little bit. Delta Pilot, it's been very good to us today. He did a little bit more work than usual. And we let the autopilot do the helming because the sea is calm, so the autopilot is not really overly worked. It's very few movements. I also worked into the settings and made a few adjustments. So now the autopilot is not like helming crazily. You know, to let the boat go off course a few degrees before it starts to make an adjustment. Before that, I think it was a little bit too sensible. And it would move like crazy, left, right. You know, it was a bit of a joke. We had our line out for fishing today, but we didn't catch any fish. We'd like to catch a fish because then we can cook something. We haven't got much meat left on the boat. I'm talking about fresh meat, maybe for another 2 days. But that's it. So we are maybe 270 miles away, 260 miles away from Cap Verde Archipelago. We are 1,815 miles away from our destination in Martinique. So we barely did 12% of the distance, not even 15% of the distance. So we are just at the beginning of this trip. We expect light winds through the night and tomorrow and even Tuesday. So the cruising chute, which is not a spinnaker curve, you know, just it's something like a really big, very light fabric, very ballooned Genoa, and I have it pulled out, and you can you know, if you want to drop it, you have kind of a bucket that you pull down on it, and it kind of, you dose the sail before you actually drop it on deck. Just for the people who don't know what I'm talking about, so it's like a big head sail, very light. It's like, it looks like a spinnaker, but it's not a spinnaker because you have it attached at the top of the mast and at the bow, and then you use just one sheet to control it, and it's pulled out to keep it nice and full, not so full all the time. Okay, spirits are high, everybody's very happy with today. We know we're not going to have days like this all the way to the other side, but we are going to enjoy a couple of calmer days and more relaxing, and then we'll see what comes up next. Talk to you tomorrow. It's Monday evening, Monday the 19th of November. It's 8 o'clock. As I said, the sun tends to, the sunrise, it's around 7 o'clock in the morning. The sunset, it's around 6:30 in the evening. So you basically get about 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness. In a way, that makes the day pretty short, because, 7-ish o'clock, it's light. By the time you have breakfast and everything else is sorted, it's around 9 o'clock. You relax for a bit, then you start thinking about lunch. You have lunch, you start thinking about dinner, because you want to have dinner no later than about 5 o'clock, 5:30, because by the time you do the dishes, it's 6 o'clock, 6:30, already dark. You want the boat to be in order and everything to be prepared for the night. You don't want to be messing around deck when it's getting dark. Today for breakfast we had just toast, toast and butter. Then we had a bit of salami sandwiches. And then for lunch I tried to make a nice curry, a nice chicken curry. It was a disaster.
That nobody could eat.
I made an effort and I ate half a portion, and then everything went overboard. It was a disaster. We didn't have the right ingredients. I tried to improvise, bad improvisation. So that was a disaster. And then Claudia saved the lunch with some chicken from a tin, chicken mayonnaise, was it?
Pulled chicken
mayonnaise and sliced tomato and bread, and that saved the lunch. And for dinner we had chorizo and tomato sauce penne pasta. That was good. We shared a can of beer, just for the heck of it. Today was a very quiet day. We had times when the wind was maybe 3 knots and the boat will just drift. Most of the day we moved under 3 knots. I don't know, we made very little progress today, about 80 knots in the past 24 hours, 85 knots in the past 24 hours, but like last night we motored again for 3 hours or so towards the morning. And then it went like that. Late in the evening, around 12 o'clock at night, late in the night, the wind starting to pick up. And I was afraid that my cruising chute being pulled out, I will not be able to pull it down if I have to. So when I saw the wind reaching 12.5 knots, I decided to take the chute down. So I took the chute down, and I pulled out the light Genoa. Half an hour after I did that, the wind went back to 8-9 knots, which was really frustrating. So we kept sailing like that until early morning, maybe 5 o'clock. And at around that time, I told Claudia, look, I need to turn on the engine because I need to sleep for 2 hours, because with that Genoa pulled out, there was a lot of banging and flogging, because the wind wasn't still strong enough, and you just cannot relax when you hear all that noise on deck. You cannot actually fall asleep. So we turned on the engine for about 3 hours, and then when it was daytime, we put out again the cruising chute, and we jibed around lunchtime again, and we've been under the cruising chute all day, with very little progress. Only now the wind is around 9 to 10 knots, so we're doing a bit more than 4.5, maybe 5 knots of boat speed. But it's been a very hot day, very calm. You can see the swell kind of waving slowly through the sea, coming towards you, lifting the boat and putting the boat slowly down. It's peaceful, it's not scary at all. The forecast is for another 2 days of this kind of weather, maybe a little bit more wind, but definitely not enough wind for the big sails. And after that, we're going to get maybe too much wind. But no, that's the situation. We had a pack of, I say it was tuna, maybe. Like, I'm not saying a school of fish, because there were not like more than six, but about six of them were kind of moving along the boat for the whole afternoon. So I said, okay, let's catch dinner. And I tried, what, five, six different lures. I would drop them in the water, they would just go, nibble at it, but they wouldn't bite. We even put a chicken on the hook. And as long as the chicken was on the hook, they would just look at it, move around the bite, and don't touch it. As soon as I threw that chicken into the water, they would just snap it. It was ridiculous. It's like they knew I was trying to catch one of them. So we didn't catch any fish. Maybe we'll get like here another time. We had nice conversations through the day. A bit of studying from the children, but nothing to write home about. Some reading from us. We are kind of relaxing and getting ready for the hard days that are going to come towards from Thursday on. From Thursday on, we expect strong winds and a lot of hardship. But until then, we just take it easy. We are 340 miles away from the Cape Verde archipelago and 1,733 miles away from our destination. So, you know, we're making progress, but not as much as we would have liked initially. Anything you want to mention, Claudia?
Yeah, I'm getting really scared about the storm that's ahead of us for 3 or 4 days.
It's not a storm, it's winds of 22 to 25, waves of 3.5. But it's not a storm, it's...
I have been in winds of 27 and it's scary.
Yeah, hopefully we'll not get to 27, maybe we'll get to only 22, but when it says 22, it's definitely gonna hit 27, maybe 28. We'll talk about that when we get closer to it, okay? Let's hope you're gonna have a decent, quiet night so you can catch some sleep. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Okay, it's Tuesday evening, 7:30. November 20th. We already spent 4 nights at sea and 5 days. We are 1,652 nautical miles from our destination, so we made a progress of 415 miles, I'd say, in 4 days, 5 days. So not great, not great. And today was a day full of frustrations, okay? Last night we didn't make much progress. We had to change the sail twice through the night. Really frustrating. And again in this morning we made an arrangement with the sails. And that worked okay until around 4 o'clock. But we are heading kind of southwest instead of heading west. So a little bit too much south. And then it's like, okay, let's, do a tack and a jibe basically. And head a bit northwest. We did that and the whole ride became really uncomfortable. Because of the swell, and because the swell was kind of steep and with a higher frequency, like, 4 or 5 seconds between waves, smaller, choppier waves. Not a lot of wind, maybe 10 knots of wind, but it rolled the boat a lot, like really, really rolled the boat. And with the sails out, it was just banging and banging. So we decided to just motor for 2 hours while we're getting ready for to make the dinner and all of that. And then after dinner, we said, okay, we have a night ahead of us. We need to put up the sails in such a way that we can sail through the night in, you know, a little bit of comfort. Because with that rolling and that pitching, what's happening, because there is not so much wind, the sail is not really full. So all that rolling kind of knocks the wind out of the sail. And when this boat rides up again, the sail gets full and you get a bang. And you get like this every 5 seconds or every 10 seconds, whatever. And I just went and I, you know, put my hand against the mast and against the rigging, and the tremor that gets through the mast, it's just not, it's not pleasant. It's not something that you want to do for a whole night, you know. It's okay if it happens once or twice, but you cannot pretend that's a good thing for the rigging. So we jibed again. Now we are on a like 220 degrees, which is more like a south southwest. We're not trying to move too fast, we're moving at only 3.5 knots maybe, because we are doing too much south and we don't want to do that. So we just not want to keep the boat nice for the night. And tomorrow we are expecting slightly stronger winds, not a lot stronger, but you know, closer to 15 knots. And maybe this swell that was kind of really annoying would change, and that will allow us tomorrow to head more northwest, or you know, more like 290 degrees, 280 degrees, 270 degrees even, ideally. Now, today we had French toast for breakfast, and everybody agreed that was the best French toast I ever made. And I'm the only one in the family to make French toast. It was a nice one. For lunch we had potatoes, boiled potatoes with a tuna salad. And we boiled the potatoes in seawater, and they tasted perfectly fine. And for dinner we had just some pasta and banana glazed in caramel sugar, you know, we made a caramel in the pan and dipped the bananas in that caramel. It was a lovely little dessert. The spirits this afternoon were a little bit negative on the boat. With all that rolling and banging, Claudia lost her patience. What did you say? Can you tell me what? Can you repeat?
What did I say?
When you lost your temper.
I said lots of things. It was a bad day today. It was a really bad day today. With loads of work and poles put up, poles taken down, sails up, sails down, change sail on the other side. No, it's not good. Let's move on to the other one.
And very frustrating.
Extremely frustrating and scary, because it's taking too long to get there. There was a bit of a meltdown from both myself and Thea, because we're not enjoying it. It's not pleasant. It's not nice. I don't like passages. They serve no, I don't know, the only purpose they serve is they get you there, hopefully safe. Long passages, no thank you. If you move from one island to the other and, you know, it's a short distance, less than a day, then it's fine. You can cope with that and can enjoy it, no matter what the conditions, how harsh. But long passages, days and days and days and days, I don't like it.
Okay, now you heard it. We picked up a plastic bag from the sea when we were trying to fish. I thought I caught a fish. I pulled out a plastic bag. That's encouraging for the environment. And that's it. Boat is tidy. we expect from tomorrow, especially from tomorrow evening, the winds to steadily increase from whatever we're having now, around 10 knots to 15, then 19. And on Friday, we're expecting 20 to 25 knots of wind, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we are not really looking forward to that, but it's something that we need to put up with. Hopefully we'll catch up a little bit on the mileage and we'll get closer to our destination faster. I will divide these journals, the crossing, in three smaller journals, because this is already over half an hour. So I think I have five recordings, 5 days. The next one will be part two of the crossing. So this way we'll have like three, maybe four recordings of the passage, and none of the recordings will be more than maybe, you know, it'll be around half an hour each. So easy enough to listen in one go. So that's for now.